Welcome back to the Come Up on the Advices Radio Network. I am Haley Delph, and with me is my husband, Ryan Delph. Please find us on Instagram at @the_comeup_podcast and on Facebook at It's the Come Up Podcast. We would appreciate a like and a follow and any comments that you have for us to get better at this fucking thing called podcasting.
And if you're interested in learning more information about our personal training or coaching services, you can check me out at mysovereignaesthetics.com, or you can check out Haley at trainedbyhd.com. We coach lifestyle clients and competitors.
And big news for the Advices Radio Network, we are now sponsored by True Nutrition, one of the best proteins that you can find. So use code ADVICES at checkout for a discount. I use True Nutrition all year. Personally, it's one of the best things that I've used as a supplement. I trust it. Coach Beach trusts it. It's some of the best stuff you're going to find. Just ordered the new carrot cake flavor. Yes. And if you follow me on Instagram, you know that I'm craving the shit out of that. So I'll update on how good that stuff is. So again, True Nutrition. Check them out for all your supplement needs, but protein especially. Use code ADVICES at checkout.
And on today's show, we are going to have Ivana Ivusic, a four-time figure Olympian. She's a co-host of a podcast called Mile High Muscle Radio Show based out of Armbrust Pro Gym. And her husband, Brett Wilkin, are the coaches and owners of Team Conquer Culture. So we'll be talking with Ivana here shortly. So stay tuned.
Thanks, motherfuckers. Ladies and gentlemen,
pros and schmoes,
you are listening to
The Come Up.
Are you a bodybuilder looking for love? Well, you're in luck, because now a new segment on the Come Up podcast with me, Candy McDonald's Bodybuilding Missed Connections, a place where meatheads connect. This week's misconnection comes from our good friend Steven. That's Steven with a PH.
I miss you, my angelic creature. We haven't officially met, but we've made peripheral squirrel-like eye contact with each other in the mirror while you were doing sumo squats. You were wearing a red sports bra with black celestial body yoga pants, and all I could think about was your celestial body. Funny how that works. Anyway, I'll be waiting every weekday night at 6 p.m. on treadmill number 4 until your beautiful presence shows up, causing my pits to sweat. I hope to meet you soon. I love you.
Wow. I hope somebody has a thermometer, because this candy's getting hot. Don't worry, Steven. You know what they say. True love waits somewhere in the cardio equipment.
Welcome to the Come Up. Today we are joined with Ivana Ivusic, four-time figure Olympian.
What's up, Ivana? How's it going?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for coming on.
Yes, looking forward to it.
So, you're in Colorado.
Yes, I am in Colorado.
At Armbrust Pro Gym.
Right.
Ryan and I, we met you and your husband, Brett Wilkin, another IFBB pro last year, just kind of by happenstance, like being at the same shows and going to the same shows. And we were both headed to the Chicago Pro, and Ryan said, hey, you're from Des Moines. Why don't you guys stop where we are, you know, split the distance. We can hang out and then go together. And then our friendship blossomed.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Oh, it's kind of funny how two men get together and it's like where are we? I was literally that day. I was like, where are we staying? And
with people. Who are these people?
Right. I
have you talked to his wife? Is this okay with his wife? If he said that, then like, not happening.
Right. Yeah. I just reached out to Brett because I saw he was like, hey, we're heading up to the Chicago Pro and heading from Des Moines. You know, I'm like, man, that's like a 6.5 hour drive. We're about the halfway point. So I'm like, I'm going to reach out to Brett and, you know, see, like, we just had this brand new gym opening, right, where we're working at Level 2 Fitness. And I'm like, I'm going to reach out to him and see if they want to swing by and train and then break up the drive and they can crash at our place and then drive up to Chicago the next day. And Brett's like, hell yeah.
So it worked out, yeah. So you guys are Iowa people just like us. And now you are in Colorado. Take us through how that all happened, because moving, you know, it's said to be one of the top three most traumatic things that humans can do. And you guys kind of just were like, hey, we're taking a chance. Tell us about that a little bit.
When you said that, that gave me the goosebumps. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely, it's like, you know, you're changing all of your surroundings, everything. And, you know, and you're not going to be close to the people that you're always with, like your family. So it's a big change. But it was, we slowly started talking about, we're like, what if we went to Colorado for a few months so I could train for the Olympia out of Armbrus Pro Gym? And then we started looking into short-term rent, and it was ridiculously expensive. I mean, like $4,000 a month. Like, it was ridiculous. So we're like, okay. And then, like, the idea just was there. Not the idea, but, like, the feeling of that it was going to happen was there, and we both kind of knew it. But, you guys, we did it in such a last-minute thing. Like, the U-Haul should have been ordered a month ago. It was ordered the week of. Like, just things like that. But and it was like, okay, let's pack our things within 3 days with our family. And we did. And it was the most, I mean, I'll never forget some moments of it, because here he is driving the U-Haul with the Jeep connected to the U-Haul in front of me. And I'm following. We have no idea where we're going. We've never been to this city. We've certainly never seen this place that we're moving into. So it was very, and then you know what, you guys, it worked out so darn well that now we know that that was the right move in our lives. I mean, everything has fallen into place, and, you know, the apartment could have been a disaster. The location could have been not the best location, especially here in the Denver area. You have a breakthrough with, like, whereas it's a really good neighborhood, and then it's kind of a lot of bad things happen. So it's been a true blessing, and I still can't believe that we live here, and I absolutely love Colorado. I'll always be an Iowa girl at heart, but it has totally changed our views on life and our training styles and our dreams. And we've really come together and, like, agreed, like, we're going to follow our dreams together. Cause, you know, sometimes maybe both of you know this as well. You get married and then, like, things change, or your significant other tries to take you away from what you truly love in life. And that's when problems arise. And so we were just like, okay, let's both do what we love and be together. And it's been wonderful.
Yeah. That's awesome. Like, I remember when we were hanging out here in Iowa, and it was like the week before you guys,
when we had stayed at your, I think when we stayed with you guys, we were moving like that next week.
Yeah. You were moving the next weekend, I think. And you hadn't chosen an apartment yet. And you're looking on your phone and you're like, oh yeah, this apartment looks decent. I'm going to call them and, like, get pricing and all that. And you're like, does this look decent? And I'm like, yeah, that looks cool in the pictures, I guess, you know? And then the next week we see on Instagram, you guys are all moving out there and shit. Yeah. And we're like, oh man, that's awesome. Like, they're just upping and leaving and doing it, you know? And I'm glad it seems to be working out for you guys. And it, how could it not, training at Armbrust Pro Gym?
You know? I get enough. You gain 40 pounds of muscle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brett is flourishing in the altitude.
Yeah. Anabolic oxygen.
You both are. Yeah. That's
somebody this weekend that was at the event that we were talking about earlier, they were like, so what's in your guys' water?
Yeah. So for the listeners, the event, you guys had Gary Udit out for a posing clinic at Armbrust. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. To both you, Haley and Ryan, and the listeners, it was phenomenal. I cannot believe how much stuff I learned. And obviously, it was so great for me. I got to pose in front of everyone and have a private posing session with Gary, and that was great. Just, like, get a completely different outlook on my physique, and that was tremendous. Same thing, he did that with Brett, and so it was so great. It was so great for our gym, and he's so pleased with this place. He's like, this is probably one of the coolest gyms I've ever been to, and I can't believe when I walked in the front door that there was 6 pros greeting me. And these aren't just pros, but some of these are Olympian athletes. And just like what we had, the resources we have here is incredible. So it was really nice for him to see that and, you know, go around and be able to share that, because there's big plans happening for the MPC of Colorado. So it was really eye opening.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of get the feeling that Gary had when he walked in there, because, you know, Haley and I came out and visited you guys, and you were gracious enough to let us stay at your place, so thank you. But when we walked into Armbrust, it's like kind of the who's who. You know, you walk in and, well, first of all, there's you, and then Brett opens the door, and then there's Big Dorian. I don't know Dorian's last name, but he's huge. And then you have Adam Young, mm-hmm. you have Dylan, all kinds of people.
Heather Grace.
There. Heather Grace.
No big deal.
Yeah, you know.
So yeah, all just, kinds just of a bunch pros. Of Olympians.
Let's go, Chris and Dom, we have a lot of bikini pros here. I mean, you just, you, like you said, it's just a flow of people. You're so overwhelmed.
Not to mention Phil Heath, the mural on the wall of Phil Heath.
Yeah, he was training chest here yesterday. Yep.
Oh, nice.
It looks like he's kind of helped, you know, get along with his recovery, which is good.
Yeah. So you guys, you know, you made that decision to go to Colorado. How much earlier did you start working with Dylan as your coach?
I think end of May. So I had only, I had only met him once, and mm-hmm. that was when we came out here, and that was it. So only a month.
How's that relationship going? I mean, I've seen you guys interact, but for the people listening, you know, how do you guys jive together? How does it work? What's your relationship like?
I think our relationship is very honest, and that has been tremendous for me, because even as I myself, it's taught me to be a better coach, because of course I'm going to ask, you know, and I should be asked as a client or to my clients, you know, how do you feel? What do you think about this? Especially when you begin to have experiences under you. And, you know, I've been to my fourth Olympia. I mean, I've dieted quite a few times now. And so it's nice that him and I have a very honest relationship. And then if there's anything that I may disagree with, I'll be like, well, instead of that, why don't we try this? So, we've really been working together, but, you know, as far as off season, he's allowed me to just go and figure it out on my own. And I totally have. And right now this is the most I've weighed in my life, and this is the leanest I have ever been in off season. And I mean, even at the state, I mean, it's been working. What we're doing has been really working. So, that, as far as Dylan being a coach, he's great because of his patience. And you guys know, as coaches like to be controlling because that's what they feel like is their job. And that kind of can become very suffocating. And then you just don't even become happy with what you're doing. And that's really been eye-opening for me, and I appreciate that. Otherwise, you guys, I couldn't get along with him. Especially when, you know, in your heart, you're like, I've done this for 5 years. It's worked every time. Why would I do anything differently now? Mm-hmm. You know, so, and it's nice to, you know, appreciate each other's opinions and hear out what, you know, one or the other thinks.
Definitely. So the scale's climbing for you, not just Brett. And we see on Instagram and stuff, you're looking tight. You're looking good. That's,
I'm not going to post anything for just one more month until I'm satisfied. No, it's been so, you guys, it's like, I laugh because I'm like, wow, like I did it. You know, as a bodybuilder, as anybody or whatever you may be is in fitness goals, like you have this vision of yourself. And this vision is at first like ways away. It's not a year away. It's 5 years away. And in those years, you get lost. You sometimes forget what your vision is, or is it even possible? Well, this year, this 2019, I swear everything's just unfolded. And I've totally figured myself out. And I mean, I've been doing more weights than I ever have in my life. And along with that, just improvements I've seen, like I get giddy about it. I laugh. And people have been giving me so many nice compliments in the last few weeks. And I just laugh because I'm like, oh my gosh, people are noticing too. You know, so it's been super great, Haley, especially as a female, to be where I should be in an off season and not let myself go or get sidetracked and things like that. So it'll be a very good year for both Brett and I.
Absolutely. That fires me up. That's awesome. That's actually one of the biggest reasons why we wanted you to come on the Come Up is, you know, as a young athlete with so much success, a big decision for you this year was not competing at the Arnold and, you know, taking an off season to put on some weight and work on, you know, what the judges said after the Olympia stage, what you really needed to do. Because people don't always do that. They think that they need to jump into a show, stay relevant, get on stage again, you know, without caring for their body. So to hear you say that it's been a positive experience is so cool. But tell us, you know, a little bit about the mentality that it took to say, you know, I'm not going to do the Arnold this year, and what that was like.
Absolutely. Yeah, honestly, this is exactly what I did. You guys, there's this one photo that I posted quite a few times on my Instagram. It was right before the stage at the Olympia this past year. And I looked at this physique, you know, and I was like, okay, let's be honest. And I looked and I was like, honestly, I truly in my heart believe that I have everything it takes to be Miss Olympia. I know that I do genetic-wise 100%. But with that being said, I know that I need to grow, and that's where I'm missing. That's where I'm missing everything the most. Once I grow more, everything's going to be enhanced as well, and all my genetics will come out even more. So I had to have a reality sit down with myself, and I'm like, no, this is it. Like, I'm not going to compete the Arnold. And oh my gosh, I can't believe I cried the first day. Like, what was I thinking? No, but I've made such peace with myself that like when the lineup came out, I was like, I'm scared. I'm going to look at it. You know, I'm like, oh, I wonder, you know, and then I was so happy for all these girls. And I'm like, good for them. Like, go ahead and go. But like, watch out, because my time is coming and I'm going to just stay quiet. You know, Brett the other day was like, why don't you post a picture of yourself? Like right now, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no.
I'm under construction, Brett.
Because it allowed me just to stay in tune with myself. And it doesn't matter what anyone thinks right now. I just need to keep working hard. But the next 3 months, when I reveal what I've done, I know it's going to be game on. Everyone's going to see it. But sometimes you have to shut out. And then it's like, well, your social media is how you run your life and your business and this and that. And I understand that. But also, there has to come a time where you close down to have more growth. It's different when you're taking one step forward than a half step back. But if you can take a few leaps forward, that's where I want to be. So fine, I'll step back right now and do things the right way for once. That was my biggest mistake, was not listening to my body and never taking any time off. Mm-hmm. You guys, nobody can physically, you cannot grow and diet your body down to 3%, 4%, or 5% body fat. That's just, you can't. And, right. You know, and some people say, yes, you can and all these things, but you can't grow to your fullest potential, to areas where maybe it's hard for someone to grow in or whatever it might be. But it was totally necessary for me, you guys.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's genetic freaks out there that can grow in a caloric deficit for a while to an extent. But eventually, you know, like if you do show after show after show, you're just going to start getting worse. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's absolutely important to take a legitimate off season, you know, so where you can really grow. Like, it is bodybuilding, right? So that's exactly what you're doing right now. You're building to reveal your ultimate package now.
Right, and you have to decide, like, how much do I want to abuse my body or how patient do I want to be? There also that comes into play. And even this weekend, I was with Candace, and we were going back and forth talking, and she's like, I've had 13 pro wins, retired at the age of 34. Okay, well, I've had 4 pro wins, and I'm 27. And she's like, Ivana, I didn't start getting all these wins until I was almost 32. The last 2 years were the best years of my career. So that says a lot, too. And it's like, okay, everyone has a different story. You know, and everyone wants to just speed up, get everything done. But it's also, how long are you going to live, and how long are you going to do this, and how long are you going to enjoy doing this? Because you got to fucking enjoy it, dude. You got to enjoy it, period. Right.
Absolutely. And that's a major thing, too. You know, like, to be good at bodybuilding takes a long time. It's about longevity. Like, a lot of people, you know, they want it right now, the instant gratification. But like you said, it takes years. And you can't compare your chapter 2 to somebody else's chapter 20. You know, like, I'm out here, say, I, for instance, I like Dexter Jackson. He's awesome, you know, but that dude's almost 50. He's been doing this a long time. I've been doing this like 3 years. So I can't really compare myself to him, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, that's crazy.
So 3 months till the big reveal. Have you picked the show out? Have you announced that to everybody?
Yep, I do have a show picked out. And no, I have not announced it to anybody. Ooh. But I will tell you guys, I don't care who ever listens. I totally know. But both Brett and I will be competing at the Toronto Pro on June 1st.
Oh, nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be so cool to be there for his pro debut.
Yeah,
you guys doing it together. How cool.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. So we'll see.
We plan to have your beast of a husband on here, you know, shortly. Because he's got a lot to say too.
Yes, he does.
It's gonna be really interesting watching Brett here in 2019. So I'm looking forward to that. We'd like to have him on a little closer to the Toronto Pro time then, and
yeah,
you know, that'd be fun to talk about.
Yes, absolutely.
So he is gonna do 212 now, right?
Yes, that's that.
Bye bye classic.
Yeah, I know. And now everyone's like, well, I mean, maybe you could go into open. No.
Well, damn, he damn near could. Like, what is he, about 245 right now? I'm like, dude, he would look awesome at about 225 right now. He's still shredded at 240.
Mm-hmm.
I know, he's crazy.
There's only so much deer meat you guys can eat.
I know.
Is that a part of your diet too, Ivana? Do you like that stuff?
Yep, it is. Every single day.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so we've been playing around with that a lot.
Cool. So Toronto Pro, let's go. Ryan, do you want to do some listener questions now?
Yeah, let's go. We have some listener questions for you from Instagram. All right.
Yeah. So I put a thread up. I got you know the normal schmo questions like what okay. does she bench? What can she start posting pictures after her arm workout? So we're gonna go ahead and skip those. but I do have a couple right yeah right
not share with anybody yeah no.
And you're like I'm a figure girl
right the genetically freakish biceps that yeah. Ivana has and doesn't train them
yeah
and I was like, I posted you on Monday night you guys and I was like fucking A look at biceps like I couldn't be in any normal position where they weren't just like launched up and I was like oh my gosh so yeah I've really 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 when I'm training shoulders back I'm so careful that like nothing no bicep is working at all so if you guys have ideas on how I could get them smaller I would so appreciate that
I don't know I've been thinking we'll have to think about that I did see that rear double bicep picture you posted
yeah
that everybody's right. sharing
yeah oh gosh
so no. I do have a couple legitimate right. questions though so this one comes from Paige Sabedra she wants to know about your peak week protocol and your pre-show day routine so you know athletes in any sport we kind of get into I don't want to call it superstition but you know we have a routine that makes us feel good she wants to walk through yours you know what do you do on show day
okay well hi Paige and yes so as far as show day first I want to clarify something peak week that's not something that I believe in I think if you're doing a show and you're ready you're going to be ready at 4 weeks out
mm-hmm.
that's what I truly believe in So it's not peak week for me. For me, it's just like sliding into the week, not changing anything, making myself stay in a normal routine. I think people get out of their normal routine and then a lot of things can go wrong, whether it's a skin regimen issue, whether it's something they decided to eat that week because that's what they've heard to eat, water, sodium, those things. So for me, as far as, you know, Sunday, like I like to write everything down. This is what I'm going to make. This is because I already have my meal plan for majority of the week. So I like to organize all that, right? I like to write everything out. No phone, no nothing like that. I like to write it out. It just allows me when I'm writing things, it allows me to connect more with what I'm going to do. And when I write them down, you guys, then I don't forget them. But if I'm just putting in my phone, I will forget things. It is so strange. So I just like that old-fashioned way of just writing things down so I can keep track of in all my notebooks. But so pretty much, you know, I slide into the week and not change anything up. And then I'll pack like a week and a half before slowly, gradually, so I'm not overwhelming myself. And then you just end up bringing your whole closet anyway, so it doesn't even make sense. so things like that and, you know, with my water cutting, all that stuff, I'll go through all that. I'll have everything prepared, and when the time comes, I'll be ready. Everything's just on point. I have no extra errands to run, and if I do, it's really nice to have good family and friends around to help me get those things done because I think it's a week of rest, but I think you still need to go do nice, light workouts, keep yourself going. But that's pretty much my week, you guys. Brett and I, we all just slide into the week, pretend like nothing's different because you know you don't want to look any different. If you looked great at 3 weeks out, that's the way you should look every week, better and better. So, and both of you know as well, like, a lot of people make that mistake of just changing so many things up and things go wrong. So literally everything stays the same. My pack, get myself ready, and we just kind of slide out. Like, we pretend like we just kind of ran right out of the house slowly and nobody noticed. Like, nothing changed. We love that. So it's nothing crazy, nothing dramatic, nothing overwhelming. And yes, I like to get my nails done one day. And those
help keep the cortisol low.
Well, no. Well, as soon as they're done, you're like, shit, I'm competing. So, yeah.
I like it, that. There's so many things that can go wrong. So you might as well, you know, stick with your baseline. Go with it. Don't throw the variables in.
Right. And you know what else I learned this weekend at the seminar was, even with like a skin prep, like, don't just skin prep the week of, because that is change in that week. Skin prep for 4 weeks before. Mm-hmm. And so this Toronto, I'm definitely going to do that and see if anything changes. And because your body, no matter what, if you don't think you're reacting, your body is reacting. So that's a change. If you're not exfoliating every other day or every 3 days in your life, and then all of a sudden you just start doing it, your skin's going to respond differently.
Oh yeah.
So I always suggest just keep everything the same. That's a good question.
Yeah, for sure.
That's really good advice too. I like it.
Yeah. So I have a couple more. This one's not so much about prepping, but more about just lifestyle. So this is from Tabitha Jernigan. She's an avid advices listener, so she'll hear this for sure. She says, well, she's got a couple. First one, what's the best life lesson that you've gotten from being a bodybuilder?
Life lesson. There's quite a few. It's really taught me to truly love myself for who I am and for what I have, that it is not only on the outside but on the inside. And I think it's created, I mean, it's made me who I am today, 100%. It's made me stronger in so many ways of life, because not only, it's not just about the bodybuilding, the weights, that eating, it's more of what happens in your life when you choose to start taking care of your body and choose to weightlift, and your friends change, the way people perceive you changes, a lot of things changes. But also what it can happen is you can change too from the negative ways and taking advantage of like all these people who might be obsessed with your physique and all these compliments, allowing that to get to your head. So for me, someone's like, oh my gosh, you look great, you're my idol. I'm not like, oh, that's great. To me, I'm like, well, that's good for them. I wonder what they can do to better themselves and, you know, work towards, you know, they're wanting to work towards their goals. Like, sure, I have, like, that's not, sorry, that means almost like I'm saying I don't have an idol. I do and I don't. It's a really hard question for me to answer, because I'd have to say that bodybuilding has just really changed who I am and the way I perceive people, and just to know that, some people that are assholes at first when you meet them, they're really not. They're just insecure. Mm-hmm. So it's also to really get a good feel on people and find myself and know what I love. And you know, when you are a human being and you're training at the gym, I feel like that is like one time in your moment of your life right there, is that part of that day is dedicated all to you and nobody else. And you're making a change to your body mentally and physically. And it's so amazing. And it's just time for you. And usually you don't get that nowadays in life. Like, you know, you're always doing something with someone or for someone, and someone's doing something for you. And so this is really just something that you do for yourself. And it's allowed me to separate my life of stress. If I have anything stressful, it's allowed me to separate that when I'm at the gym. So it's kind of an escape for me, and has been, and it's been a wonderful thing. And I think everybody needs to go to the gym. Everybody. They need to find themselves and what they love, and because your body and mind get exercised in a completely different way.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, your answer feeds into her next question really well. And I like this one too, because there's so many things that make this up. But she asked, do you feel like competing is your identity? And how do you separate competing from your identity if it's not?
No, competing is not my identity.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good question. No, competing is not my identity. I mean, it's something that I truly love, that I'm passionate about, but that's not what identifies me. What identifies me is the things that I've gone through in my life to get where I am today. And I mean, you can't say you're a doctor. So I'm a doctor. That's the way I identify myself. Some people might, of course. Some people just live for that and they don't know anything else. But that question for me comes into a finding balance in your life to know what your true identity is. And to me, like, you know, to be completely 100% honest with you guys, my ultimate goal in life is to be a motivational speaker or to be able to talk to people in small groups. I mean, I've always wanted to be a family or a marriage counselor, but I didn't want to go back to school for that. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, if it's meant to be for me one day to be a speaker or to give people advice or just speak at conventions with multiple people, then that's what I would love to do in life. So that's why I would identify more as my identity, is talking to people. I love to talk to people. You guys know that. Everybody mm-hmm. knows. I love new people. So that's where I identify myself as a person of who loves other people so much and love. I love knowing like people's thoughts and difficulties and how to overcome them. So, but bodybuilding is just something I'm very passionate for and I love doing. I mean, I wouldn't identify myself as that.
I really love that answer. I think she asked that just because in our age of social media, you see so many people when they're stripped of the tangible things in their life, they kind of just, they lose track. So knowing like what you are, who you are underneath the things that you do is so important.
Yeah, you know, what's a great example is you take two athletes and one has an injury and so does the other one, but they can perceive those two injuries completely different. One's like, okay, well, I no longer will play football. But I have all these other things and this other one has nothing but that. Mm-hmm. They haven't allowed anything else in their lives but that. So I think, you know, you're going to have multiple identities throughout life, but at the end, like, you know, you yourself know who and what you truly are.
Right.
Absolutely. If you woke up tomorrow morning and you no longer had bodybuilding or couldn't weight train, you know, what do you have? If there's nothing else other than that, what are you really doing with your life? Mm-hmm. You know, so you have to know who you are other than bodybuilding.
But gosh, do I love it.
Yeah, right? It's awesome. Damn right.
That's wonderful. It just is so great.
So I have one more, arguably the most serious question that we have. How does it feel to be married to the most handsome man in the world? And that was asked by Brett Wilkin.
Oh my gosh. Wow, you guys, it's a hard job. Hey. My gosh. Wait till I get home.
I knew you know, it.
I can't wait for him to listen to this now.
I didn't even think that he would maybe do something like that. That little it's great being married to Brett, but honestly, guys, also being married to a bodybuilder is very different, and I've experienced both, because when I was dating Brett, he was not a bodybuilder. Mm-hmm. So it's been a great experience, and you really learn to grow together and accept each other's flaws and things like that. And man, like, the things that people can seriously argue about, Brett and I talk about this all the time, but it's just petty ass shit that does not matter. And
right.
I choose your battles. So, yeah. We get to share, I mean, gosh, we share so many things in common, but even the guys around here, they're like, you're so lucky. Your wife just comes and lives with you. And like, she lives with us. And Ryan, you probably know what
I
mean.
I totally get it. Like this morning, freaking Haley was, I was training a client and, you know, she's training with my client and all the time, dudes are like, oh, man, that's so cool. She's like one of the bros. I'm like, yeah, that's just my wife. You know, we're like best friends, and we're best friends that fuck and love each other. So, and we just happen to work out together.
Oh, my God.
You had to expect that answer from him, though.
Yeah. I've been reserved so far.
I've been reserved.
Yeah, that's all Brad asked, though. He just wanted to know.
Yeah. But at the same time, though, Brett lives with the crazy cat lady.
Oh my gosh. You guys, he's worse than me. Like this morning he gave her 100 kisses before he left the door. Like just like mum 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 like many times. So he better stop playing games before I start calling him out.
That is great.
Yeah, so tell everybody about your cat.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I have a cat. Her name is Macy and she's a little kitten, and literally, like, it's so funny because I grew up in a way of life that we didn't have animals in the house. That was like a hell no. So if we had a dog, it was outside. Like there was no way would an animal ever come into the house. So, and a cat was like, no, a dog, everyone wanted a dog, but never a cat. So, when Brett and I decided this, We're like, are we sure? Like, we thought about it for a long time in every way possible. And it's been such a great decision for us. It's even made our marriage better, if that's even possible. It just allowed just another thing to be, another, you know, functioning organism to be in a house that has brought us so much love and joy. And this cat is so weird. She is attached to my hip. Brett will be like, come on, do that again. Talk to her like that again. So she talks back to you. So I'll talk to her in a weird voice and she just goes crazy. But truly, she's been really good for us. And we enjoy her so freaking much. I mean, she sleeps with us every single night. But it's funny, when she wants to get up, she doesn't wake me up. She's going to go and bite Brett's hamstrings or Brett's toes. Depends. Not mine. And I'm like, this cat is fucking awesome.
She knows who she can work.
Go brush your teeth. Go brush your teeth so I can watch. So I'll go brush my teeth. She'll clean up on the counter and she will watch. And then it's time for her to have her teeth brushed. And she loves it, you guys. It is the weirdest thing. She just wants me to get the other toothbrush out and just put water and just go around her mouth. And she loves it. Every morning, like, she'll meow until I do it to her. I'm like, oh my God.
I saw you post a video of that, Brett posted a video of you brushing Macy's teeth, and I messaged Brett, and I go, oh my gosh, bless your soul, and he goes, yeah, but Macy loves it. I'm like, oh, that is so cool.
Yeah, exactly. She recognizes my voice all the time when I'm coming up from the apartment. I'll be on the phone, and she'll be freaking out. I'm like, oh, Brett's like, see, it's not everybody that thinks it's your voice is distinctive. He's like, because everybody at the gym will be like, oh, Ivana's coming here and talking. Like the cat. Yeah.
That's awesome.
You're her mom. That's how it goes.
Yeah. And you're right. There is something to be said about, like, caring for another living being, whether it's a child or an animal, with your significant other.
Yeah.
So it can just strengthen your bond even more.
Yeah, but now, Ryan, I'm thinking, like, shit, when we have kids, like, I'm going to be doing everything. I'm just kidding.
That's awesome.
You hear that, Brett?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
I love it. So I got a couple questions for you. So when we were in Colorado, you and I were watching a lot of YouTube conspiracy videos. Do you believe in aliens?
I definitely know that there is something more that exists more than just human beings. And I do, we've had so much proof that they're there, and I do believe that they're out there. There is something more out there than just us.
I love it. All right. I just had to talk about that and bring some light to it.
Bring some light to it. There are aliens somewhere out there.
Yes. All right. We're going to move on to my favorite segment of the show called the Schmo Corner. So again, for those listeners out there who don't know what a Schmo is basically like a muscle worshiper. And a lot of times they're lurking in the deep webs of the internets, and they message competitors or women with a lot of muscle and offer them money for flexing videos and such. So Ivana, do you have like a weird message from somebody or a particular instance you can share with us?
No, never. I've never heard of
this. Yeah, I'm sure you've never been.
They all come from this guy, Brett Wilkin. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Nobody's ever slid into my DMs.
I will say, though, as I've gotten married, it's helped a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Man, now if I see a certain name and I see a certain few words in the text or like in the direct messages, I'm like, ignore. I don't need to open it.
Thank God for that, right?
When it goes into your other messages or your direct messages, or would it be indirect? I guess, I don't know. Your hidden messages or people who aren't your friends. Your requests. That's right. Your requests. It's so great that you can still open the message, read it, and then deny, and they don't even know that you read it. It's so wonderful. But yeah, weirdest one. I've had so many weird ones. But the weirdest one was, I mean, this was repetitive over and over and over. I mean, this guy had this planned out, like everything, how he was going to marry me, it was my life was over. I mean, he had my whole life planned for me. Like, I didn't have to do any of the thinking. And you know what? I think just the intensive detail that was in this was very kind of disturbing at times, because it was like, oh my gosh, like someone's thought about this for this long. You never know where some of these people are.
Yeah, like, but they're stalking you.
He was at home sitting on his couch, like stroking the hair of a voodoo doll resembling you. Like, oh, Ivana.
So weird.
He's probably the one that comes to the Arnold and is like, yeah, I have like 4 pictures of you hanging up in my bedroom.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, every year. I'm like, oh no.
How creepy is that?
Creepy. So, but I think the funniest one I've ever had is this guy that was wanting to pay me all kinds of money just to see me in really high heels stepping on a small rodent.
What?
Dude, the word rodent has stayed in my head forever. I wish I saw this message, but I remember Brett would, like, he could quote the whole message, and we'd all get together and he'd say it. Oh my God, I'd lose it every time. But yeah, I can't remember everything it said, but something along those lines, stepping on a small rodent. Like, the first thing I thought of was a cockroach or a mouse.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Cockroaches are insane.
Oh.
That's scarring. I hate mice.
I'm scarred by that now. Now I'm never going to forget the word rodent.
Dirty, nasty. Like, I'm not going to step on a squirrel.
Oh, God.
But yeah, no, definitely. That was one of the weirdest ones. But I've had so many weird messages like that.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
So, even for the listeners, like, I just kind of wonder, like, what goes through these people's heads? Mm-hmm. And then again, you're like, well, it could be somebody from a different country and their culture is a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, you know, calling you goddess. And I'm like, you're a goddess. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm fucking Ivana. And close to that.
Right.
I'm so perfect.
I like the ones from Indian guys that are like, please send Bob's and Vagine. I will pay money for Bob's and Vagine.
I know. I like, you're like, gosh damn it. They didn't spell that right, but I know what they're trying to say. Yeah, I know what.
Yes.
Yep. All right. Thanks for sharing your schmo story with us. We know you're busy, and so we'll start wrapping it up here. But give us your social media information, you can mention Team Conquer Culture, all of your business options.
Cool. Yeah. My Instagram is Ivana Busic. Yes. So any inquiries for training, posing, one-on-one, all that stuff is at teamconquerculture@gmail.com. That's pretty much, yeah. You don't want my Snapchat. That's pretty much my social media right there.
Alrighty. Awesome. Thanks for joining us, Ivana.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Hopefully we'll see you soon out at some shows.
Can you guys come out here?
We need to. We might as well. Do you guys get snow this week?
You guys are getting pounded.
We really are. Ryan was plowing. It's like 4:30. Here, Central Time, and Ryan was plowing since 2:30 a.m. Yeah. yesterday.
Yeah, so I'm a little loopy. That's why I'm kind of quiet today and out of it. But I'm literally running on like an hour of sleep.
Yeah.
And
no, for real, you guys, it's been 45 and sunny here. We got a little bit of snow, then melted with like maybe 20 hours, like not even a whole day. Melted right away. But oh my gosh, I felt so bad for my parents. I'm like, dude, they're just getting drilled.
Right.
Yeah. We got freezing rain first and then about 7 inches of snow. And then there was already about 14 inches of cumulative snow from the last couple snowfalls. So it was terrible.
Yeah, yeah. Everything canceled in your guys' area as well, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Right. Yeah. So. But no, we got the sunshine here, so you guys come out, train. We love that.
We're tucked into it. We'll book Frontier. See you soon.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, see you tomorrow.
All right, Ivana. Right. Well, thank you. Tell Brett and Macy hi, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, bye, guys.
Bye.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to the second episode of The Come Up with our friend and figure Olympian, Ivana Vucic. Also, hope you enjoyed our new segment, Bodybuilding Misconnections, with your host, Candy McDonald's.
Hey, we got to tell them how we came up with the name for Candy McDonald's.
Well, just a combination of my favorite things, candy and McDonald's.
Fair enough. I like it.
I love it.
I want some more of it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm fucking loving it.
I'm loving it.